Kamala Harris finally sits down for a hard-hitting interview with CNN, Dana Bash, and Tim Walz beside her.
So he can bail her out?
The debates are coming as well. We get into why it's important that debates are done properly and as we've always done them. And we look at the latest polling, which shows us that there hasn't really been a post-convention bump. All of it today on the Palmetto Family Matters Show. Welcome in. It is the fastest growing and strongest conservative talk show in the state of South Carolina. We got that right on the first take. Trust me on that one. I am Justin Hall alongside Mitch Prosser. It is Thursday, August the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2024.
Ding.
Glad you're with us. Thank you, sir. A lot to get to. Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, is going on day 1,000 of not taking an interview or any notable press conference questions, but she has agreed to a CNN interview. You see, we couldn't go with Lester Holt because of the whole, remember the whole border thing? Can't do that. David Muir would have been a very good pick. He's actually the highest rated evening newscaster in the country.
Oh, fake Jake.
I don't think that's going to work. She could have gone with Jake Tapper. I think he might have asked her a tough question. She's going with Dana Bash on CNN.
Not Sean Hannity.
Shocking.
Not Tucker. Not Elon Musk.
No, she's not doing an X space.
For those Whatever of you that know, Twitter Sean, space. Sean Ryan, not even him?
No, not even him.
Okay.
Not even Joe Rogan.
Dana Bash.
Okay. So who's you going with? And
it's going to be a party. See what it is.
It's not going to be a solo interview.
Nope. She's got her sidekick, trusty sidekick.
Her sidekick, the all-American dad. Da-da-da! What's interesting about this situation is we are making the 90s sitcom dad a thing again. Where we have Doug Emhoff and we have Tim Walz, and they're trying to posit a different form of masculinity.
They're trying. It's not.
They're trying.
Slightly less toxic than previous iterations.
But here's the question. Here's the question that has raged in Politico circles for a while.
Raged.
Is that does it matter or should it matter that the sitting Vice President of the United States, who is running to be the President of the United States, who claimed the nomination recently, and in the words of Governor Gavin Newsom, totally transparently, she hasn't done an interview yet. She hasn't answered any questions. Her campaign staff, Mitch, says that she's speaking directly to the American people by doing campaign stops, being in Georgia, and going to a Georgia band class yesterday in a high school where she talked to them like they were four. The simple fact is, though, we know who she is, but in a much more real sense, we don't know who she is.
Well, the question is, which iteration of her are we getting? Is this 2020 presidential candidate? Is this senator? Is this vice president? Is this border czar? Is this now presidential candidate in 2024? And I, once again, you're doing the exact same thing, mm-hmm. have gone to the Harris-Waltz website, KamalaHarris.com, her official campaign website, as she says, let's win this. The four buttons, technically six buttons, if you count all of them across the top of the screen, are Harris Waltz, which is the home button for those of you that know top left. You can meet Kamala Harris. You can meet Tim Waltz. Those are three buttons. Take action, which I think just means sign up mm-hmm. for, you know, action alerts, email updates, or volunteer. Store, which everybody needs a little Harris Waltz merch, or donate. Noticeably missing from those buttons, mainline buttons.
What her favorite flavor of ice cream is?
I was about to guess. I'm not even going to try because I don't want to appear, offensive.
She's a Ben and Jerry's fan for sure.
Ben and Jerry's, like
Cherry Garcia. It's very basic.
I was thinking Baraki Road.
That's good. I see what you did there. She does wear a tan suit. There's no policy.
No.
Outline. Now, which, there's a reason
for that. If
you're going
to speak directly to the American people.
No, Mitch. No one needs to get bogged down in policy these days. Here's what's interesting, and this is just the basic facts of this. The Harris campaign has confirmed to Fox News that Harris has reversed several of her prior positions on immigration.
She has to.
Regarding decriminalization of illegal crossings.
She has to.
She, in 2019, running for the nomination in 2020, and she was not the candidate by the time we got to the first primary state, which then was Iowa. She said that illegally crossing the border should be a civil offense and not a criminal offense. Today, her position is that unauthorized border crossings are illegal.
Yeah,
She because said
the American public thinks.
Previously, she has said that she talked about abolishing or starting ICE from scratch. Today, she said her position aligns with the Biden-Harris administration and what's in the bipartisan bill, including increased funding for ICE and border security, which includes
a wall.
A wall. previously,
it's not as big and beautiful of a wall as some.
Previously, she said that closing ICE detention centers was a main stay. She is now taking the same position as the Biden administration, of which she serves, which is, quote, to continue to ensure sufficient resources to enforce our laws and prioritize attention. The Harris campaign tells Fox that Harris's positions changed as a result of her time in the White House as vice president. Yeah. Yeah. And they go on to say that Trump's wedded to Project 2025, of which he has disavowed repeatedly, which take that for what it's worth. He doesn't need to.
But go back.
The positions have flipped, so you can't put them on a website if they continue to flip.
I have no problem with a person changing their mind. In fact, we've talked about this on this show before. I've changed my mind over time.
You reserve the right to change
your opinion. I disagree with who I was sometimes days ago, let alone weeks, months, years ago. My wife and I met each other 20 years ago yesterday.
Congratulations to you.
Sorry. Thank God she has terrible taste in men. love you. I look back at who I was 20 years ago and think, oh my goodness, I can't believe I was that guy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to major policy positions that you're running on, that you ran on, these are significant. These are not the things that you can say, oh, I want, you know, Baraki Road today and Cherry Garcia tomorrow.
No, these influence these
are
life.
Mainstays. These are things that change people's lives ultimately forever. The other thing I'll say about this, and this is nothing new. See 2020 for details.
Sure.
Now, we did have a pandemic. We did have masking and crowd control and distance restrictions.
So
you had to draw those little white circles around the folding chairs on the lawn. I'm looking at that one that was on the mountain. And I mean, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, who was then Senator, Vice President, presidential candidate Joe Biden, ran his campaign from the basement in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Turns out, 4 years later, some things haven't changed.
We're right back there.
True. I agree with you. So things do change over time. We are in a different position now than we were in 2020 to 2021 when this administration came into power. The point here is I don't necessarily have an issue with changing your mind. What I have an issue with is not being willing to wedge yourselves to a position. There are some things that you should hold fast to, and actually I would argue that Kamala Harris does hold fast to certain things. Check out our recap of the Democratic National Convention last week. But what's going to become a problem is she now is going to have to do a debate with Donald Trump. Now, is that a problem for her or the former president? Remains to be seen.
I'd argue it's a problem for the American people,
Debate is set to be held on Tuesday, September the 10th. That is in just a few weeks. Thanks to Josh Dawsey, reporter for the Washington Post, USC alum. He released the rules that that ABC, America's Broadcasting Corporation, sent to the Trump campaign. Now, there was a lot of debate. This was a previously agreed upon debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. They were going to do one in June and then one in September. Why the one in June? Who knows? Actually, I think I think we do know.
Okay. And we called it.
They set that up to go ahead and kind of push him off to the side. Go off into the sunset.
Encourage early retirement.
And be a hero. So, this new debate was going to have the same rules as the CNN debate, which is no studio audience, no one in attendance, standing, 2 hours, two commercial breaks, no notes, no props, cut the mics when you're not talking.
Yeah, no notes, no cheat sheets. That's important.
Now, the Harris campaign then said, no, we want the mics hot all the time, and we want to be able to bring notes.
And we want to sit down.
And we want to sit down, because Donald Trump's much taller than she is. It's a whole thing.
She believes she was successful in the vice presidential debate against...
I'm speaking.
Sorry.
Speaking.
There's something on your...
Yeah. But if you remember the vice presidential debate...
She believes she was successful. Tap into what worked then. Mm-hmm.
Mansplaining.
And yeah, you're mansplaining, I'm speaking, and then the fly. By the way, Mike Pence acquitted himself well during that debate.
He did. Best debate performance of any Republican that cycle.
I mean, yeah.
Of the two of them, I should
certainly
say.
I think that's what she's aiming for.
Sure.
She's not going to get that.
Well, yes, that's what she wants. Just purely politically speaking, she wants that moment to say, Mr. President, I am talking, or Donald, or whatever she wants to call him. Here are the rules. The debate will be held in Philadelphia at mm-hmm. the National Constitution Center. You know the Constitution, that thing on the little piece of paper? At 9 p.m. on September the 10th. They'll do walkthroughs. There will be no audience. VIP rooms will be had for immediate family members, and staff holy rooms will be on site.
Audience.
Two seated moderators will be David Muir and Lindsay Davis of ABC News. They'll be the only people asking questions. 90 minutes of debate with two commercial breaks, mm-hmm. no opening statements, two-minute closing statements.
Good.
A coin flip will be held virtually 1 week out on the 3rd, which is just in a couple days, to determine podium placement and order of closing statements. The winner of the coin toss is important. Prop bets are coming on the coin toss. You can choose whether to select your podium position or the order of statements.
And then the other person gets the other. Okay.
Candidates will be introduced by the moderators. They will enter upon introduction from opposite sides of the stage. Do they shake hands?
No. Can I ask you something? Like,
sure.
If you won the coin flip here, now this is just totally, we didn't prepare for this. Would you pick stage or order of closing statement?
I want order of statement.
Absolutely. Why would you even care?
I want order of statement. I mean, and by the way, it's not, it's order of closing statement.
I want to make sure they get my good side here.
That's probably what's going to happen from someone.
Really?
I want to have the last word.
Absolutely. I want to make that final appeal as I look into the camera and stare at the people in their living room who are eating their popcorn and watching this circus.
No one's doing that. This is a Tuesday night, so Major League Baseball will be on. Incumbent party will be introduced first. Who would that be? Is that the sitting vice president? Or is that the former president? Incumbent party will be introduced first.
The Democratic Party.
Okay, so the VP will be introduced first, which is fine. Candidates will stand behind podiums for the duration of the debate.
Good.
Give her a box. Like, if she feels too short, give her a box. Dukakis did that.
Do we know how tall she is?
I can look it up in a second.
I was gonna say.
No props or pre-written notes will be allowed, and no topics or questions will be shared in advance with campaigns or candidates.
Sure.
Candidates will be given a pen, a pad of paper, and a bottle of water. You don't need that if you're Amy Coney Barrett. Two-minute answers to questions, two-minute rebuttals. You have lights that will indicate what you got left. Candidate microphones will be live only for the candidate whose turn it is to speak, and they will be muted when time belongs to the other. Candidates will not be permitted to ask questions of each other. That was a case in the CNN debate, and then we got the whole golf score thing. So,
by the way,
Kamala's 5'4".
Yes.
Shorter than me.
And please, make the mic mute rule a perpetual rule for every debate until Jesus comes back.
I don't know.
I sometimes like it.
I sometimes like it. The Harris campaign, to their credit, are still fighting the whole mic muting thing. So we'll see how that goes. The importance of why we're having this conversation here is not, and I don't believe we have railed on the Harris campaign. What is important is that when you're running for the highest office in the land, where you set the table for what's to come, you should answer questions. You should be able to articulate your position on a wide range of issues. You should not, when you're asked, where are you heading next as you get on a plane, or when you're asked what's next, and your answer is, we're going to go up these stairs, and then the reporter says, and then what? And you say, and then we're going to win. That's not policy.
Right.
You've got to answer questions. And to the point, when the question is asked, you should answer it. Like, I love a good pivot.
Speaking of.
But you should answer the question.
Of debates, pivots and debates. There's a debate, according to Newsweek back in January, about the true height of Donald Trump. And these are based on when he was weighed and measured going into prisons
mugshot.
Yeah. In New York City, he's 6'2", 240 as of April 2023. But when he went to the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, he was 6'3" and 215, which means he had lost 25 pounds and gained an inch of height in just 3 months. It's
what he that might be what he accused DeSantis of.
Maybe.
Hey, good job for him if he's dropped that. I mean, that's really good.
Good for him. I mean, I don't know. He's 70-some-odd years old, Kennedy, so heightening. Yeah, I mean, he's fit.
There is a the new tagline is Make America Healthy Again.
She's 5'4". He's 6-whatever.
6'2". Let's just say 6'2".
And there are extremely tall women and they're extremely short men. And,
yeah. Michael Dukakis, perfect example.
Who cares?
No one cares.
An apple cart or an apple crate will do the trick for a short guy, a short female, yep. And, you know, whatever.
Right. So, there is a debate coming on September 10th. Donald Trump has proposed a debate on September 4th. It's not happening. And September 25th could happen, but there's no agreement yet.
Why one before this?
Harris, he had proposed the 4th and the 10th and the 25th. She declined the 4th. Kamala Harris's campaign has proposed a debate on October the 4th. Donald Trump has not confirmed that debate either. That's still a month before Election Day. And there will be a vice presidential debate coming between Senator J.D. Vance and Governor Tim Walz. That is coming on October the 1st.
Who articulates a true masculine Midwestern feel? Vance or Walz?
Are you neither of them? I don't know.
Hillbilly Elegy would suggest.
Sure. I know. I'm with you. I don't know. And I don't know how that debate goes. I don't know what the rules are for it. The point is, we're now entering. It is Thursday, August the 29th. To my knowledge, North Carolina begins voting in like 2 weeks. Pennsylvania shortly after that. So it's not as if we are very far away from casting votes in this presidential election. And not only the presidential election, but there are down ballot races that do matter and affect you in a more sustained way than a presidential election. So things to keep in mind. Let's go to one of my favorite websites, no matter what time of year it is, and that is Real Clear Politics. And let's look at the Real Clear polling today. This is the most up-to-date polling that we have. I don't really look at national polling, Mitch. I look at state polling. Yes, I look at specifically swing state polling. Important. National polls don't really matter, especially when they're asked, who do you think is going to win? Like, no one cares. No.
You can lose the popular vote and still win the electoral college.
Absolutely. Okay, so as example, a 2024 general election poll, a conglomeration of them has Harris plus 1.7. What does that mean? I don't know. A generic congressional vote has Democrats plus 0.7. Harris's favorability is down minus 1, which is interesting because it's been as low as like minus 40. Arizona, a Hill Emerson poll has Trump plus 3. I would imagine the margin of error is 3. Georgia has Harris plus 1. Again, 3. Michigan, Harris plus 3. Margin of error is 3. Nevada, Harris plus 1. Margin of error is probably around 3. North Carolina has Trump plus 1. This is all Emerson polling. That, again, margin of error is probably around 3. Pennsylvania, tie. Literal tie. Wisconsin, Trump, Harris, Trump plus 1. Margin of error is worth noting. A Fox News poll in Arizona had Harris plus 1. Fox News poll in Georgia had Harris plus 2. Fox News poll in Nevada had Harris plus 2.
It's a dead heat.
What that means is this race is close. I'm talking razor thin. And I would posit to you that this is how every general election is going to be for president from now until
Jesus comes back.
I really think you will not see a majority go one way or the other where you see polling like you saw before the debate in June.
Well, and I don't think most of the polling up to this, and one would question whether this polling is accurate or not. I know that Donald Trump would question whether this polling is accurate. And
sure,
I know
he's leading
that,
in all the polls.
By double digits, most likely. Bigly, huge, huge margins.
Exactly.
Sorry. Not sorry. Madam Vice President is most likely also questioning some of these polls. They're probably referencing some internal polling saying that they have a better lead than what the other polls are saying. You know, we have some good pollsters from here in the state of South Carolina. I think of Kahaley with Trafalgar. Usually does a really good job with polling. The methodology is a little bit different than others. I will say this. Do not use a poll to determine whether or not you go vote on election day. Even if... And don't use news coverage either, especially if you that live in Western time zones. Right. And, well, he just won Ohio. They just won Wisconsin. Or, you know, these Eastern... Go vote. You've got to go vote. And get your friends to go vote as well. And vote biblical values while you're at it.
Agreed. Every swing state is within the margin of error. You're in South Carolina. I'm going to break news for you. This is not a swing state. But your vote matters, as Mitch just said. There are other races that will affect you. And so it's important that you...
Well, down ballot races matter too.
Right. You move soberly. And by the way, we will probably see a shakeup in the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
It's very likely.
In the state House and Senate?
And in the U.S. federal,
yes.
U.S. House and Senate, because I have a strong feeling that Democrats could take back the House in this cycle. And
yeah.
It's very likely that Republicans take back the Senate.
So we could have gridlock once again.
Sure.
That means leadership changes.
Correct.
However, these down ballot races matter. In fact, they matter. Justin, I'm about to say something. I know I'm going to get hate mail over this. They probably matter more than the president.
Sure.
Because they affect you far more. We've said this for some time. The government which is closest to you affects you the most.
Yeah.
Your sheriff, your mayor, your city council, your school board, your state rep, senator, they matter. Your yeah. governor matters.
Right.
And so if you're listening to us right now and you're in a state that's about to elect a governor, you got to get out and vote.
Right.
Because I'm looking at polling in other states right now, and it's amazing to me how wide the margins are for certain races and how narrow they are for others. That matters. I'll say this, closing thing here on polling. The conventional wisdom on swings, down ballot swing, up ballot swing, I think you toss that all out the window. I think that some of it well maintained, but I think that you're seeing, you know, we used to say it was a five point down ballot swing. So from president down, you wouldn't see more than 5 points one way or the other. There are a couple reasons why. Quality of candidate. I've said this over and over again. We have got to select better candidates. Period. And then I think there's a big difference in the way people vote straight ticket versus bouncing back and forth. Yeah. So, yeah.
There is something to be said about answering questions, about making yourself available for questions.
Let your voice be heard.
And something about letting people know what exactly you're going to do.
You got to stand for something.
We are under 70 days.
For anything.
Under 70 days from Election Day?
Yeah.
Am I right on that?
Yeah,
or under 70. Or right around it.
Ish.
And so I just ask of my candidates just to be willing to answer questions. That's all I want. That's all I want. Just answer questions. Maybe you have questions. Maybe your question is, whomst is Palmetto Family? Well, you can find out more about what we do at palmettofamily.org. Can learn more about our staff, learn more about our vision, learn more about our mission. You can watch this show on our YouTube page or our Facebook page. You can follow us on all the socials. And you can also subscribe to our email list, get our action alerts, get our email newsletters, and every single piece of information we think you need to know to make you a more well-informed and biblically-minded citizen here in these great United States of America. And if you like what we're doing here on the show, give us that 5-star rating and review. Click that subscribe button on YouTube or wherever you're listening on your podcast feed, because guess what? That's free. You don't have to. We aren't charging you for that. And it makes things easier for us and reaches our audience. We're 68 days away from
Election Day.
Probably election won't... season.
Yeah.
We're as of this recording, we are 2 days away from a full Saturday of college football. So enjoy that. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, your long holiday weekend. We'll be back with you next week here on the fastest growing and strongest conservative talk show in the state of South Carolina. For Mitch Prosser, I'm Justin Hall. We'll chat with you next week.